John J. Donahue, Inspector, Waterbury, died August 2, 1920. On Monday, June 21, 1920, at 5:30 a.m., a man named Arthur Brew of Biddeford, Maine, entered Waterbury Police Headquarters, stating he wanted to file a larceny complaint. Brew reported that his 23-year-old wife, Georgiana Room, had stolen $650 from him and was planning on leaving the city. Since no detectives were on duty at that time, the desk officer told Brew to return at 7:30 a.m. and speak with the detectives about his complaint. Promptly at 7:30 a.m., Brew returned to police headquarters and was interviewed by Inspector John F. Donahue, a 17-year veteran of the police department. After taking Brew's complaint, Inspector Donahue and some other inspectors located Room at the Waterbury train station, where she and another man, who Brew claimed was her new boyfriend, were attempting to board a train to leave the city. Inspector Donahue and the other inspectors returned Room and the man to police headquarters. Once at police headquarters, Room told police she was not married to Brew, so Inspector Donahue asked Brew to go home and obtain their marriage certificate. Brew left police headquarters and went home. He not only obtained their marriage certificate, but also his pistol. Upon returning to police headquarters, Brew entered the detective bureau and observed that Inspector Donahue was taking a statement from Room. Brew then drew his pistol and pointed it at Inspector Donahue, who attempted to calm Brew and talk him into surrendering the pistol. Instead, Brew shot Inspector Donahue in the chest. Inspector Donahue was transported to St. Mary's Hospital, where a bullet was discovered lodged next to his spine. After 6 weeks in the hospital, Inspector Donahue died of his wounds.